today all are having deep remembrance in their hearts. Right from Amrit Vela, Bap Dada has been receiving variety garlands from children in all four corners of love and remembrance, which were being put around Bap Dada's neck. Along with that, Bap Dada was also listening to the songs of love and remembrance sung from the hearts.
Bap Dada.
Of all. Both Bap and Dada
return me.
In return both Bap and Dada in return were then garlanding the children with variety garlands of flowers and variety garlands of blessings.
Oh.
This day of remembrance is the day when on the stage of this corporeal world the children received the blessing of may you be powerful, and thereby were revealed to the world. Because in order to make the children become instruments in service, and bring the children on the highest throne and make them wear the highest throne of service and make them wear the crown of responsibility. In the corporeal way, this is why today is the day of the coronation ceremony of the children, where the children are given the crown and tilak and are made to sit on the throne. the children have become the helpers of the Father and have therefore become the instruments and will continue to be the same. Even Bap Dada is happy to see how the children are moving forward with great enthusiasm and zeal in service. Each child is moving forward with courage, zeal, and enthusiasm. Each child is moving forward number-wise with courage, zeal, and enthusiasm. Majority of the children keep themselves busy in remembrance and service, or majority of the children are engrossed in remembrance and service.
Shadow.
just as today. All the children in all four corners stay absorbed in Baba's love. Similarly, even Brahma Father stays lost in the love of the children. Similarly, even Brahma Father stays lost in the remembrance, in the love of the children. Today, Brahma Baba was looking at the specialities of the children. As the specialities of each child was coming in front of the words which were being spoken by Brahma Father at that time were Wah, my children, wah. Congratulations, congratulations. The words which were being uttered through the lips by Brahma Father were, "Wah, my children, congratulations." Congratulations. And then what happened?
Jesse Brahma Bab.
The moment Brahma Baba said, "Wow, my children, congratulations, children," whilst he was saying these words, at that very moment,
Prem ki Ganga Jamna,
tears started flowing from the eyes of the children like the rivers Ganges and Jamuna. This is a saying in Hindi, you know, when someone weeps a lot and tears come out. So they say that the river Ganga in Jamuna is flowing from his eyes. So Baba is saying that every child was absorbed or merged in the river of love. Or you can say drowned in the river of love. This was the scene of the subtle region. So I'm sure you can imagine all Baba's children reach the subtle region and Baba expressing his love and children expressing their love. So this was the scene of the subtle region. Even in the corporeal world, even in the corporeal world, every scene, in every place where the children were, was unique. Bab Dada saw all that too. Now, what will you do next? So Baba saw how the children were lost in the father's love.
Smriti.
But Baba wants to know, what will you do next? Remembrance is of course there. Proof of true remembrance is
Smriti Dwara.
That through the remembrance you become the embodiment of powers. That is, through remembrance you become powerful too.
Smriti.
The remembrance is very elevated. The moment you become a Brahmin, the birthright you claim from Bab Dada at the very time of your birth. Is because of the awareness you got in a second. The heart recognized.
Dil me, man me, buddhi me, smriti aayi.
There was remembrance in the mind, in the intellect, in the heart, that I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me. this very awareness made you claim all the rights. As your birthright.
Yes, Samarthi. Sarva.
This awareness became the key,
Samarthi, golden key
to all the powers. This awareness is the golden key. I belong to Baba means I am a soul.
Jab nishchay hua,
when you
main atma bab ki bachi,
got the faith that I, the soul, am God's child, the Father's child, how long did it take you to get that faith? You did take time to do the course, but when you had the faith, how long did it take for the faith to come? It was a deal of a second, was it not? A second's deal. In 1 second the deal was made, was it not?
Second me.
In a second you claimed the right to the inheritance. All of you have claimed the rights. Haven't all of you claimed the rights, or are you still claiming? Have you already claimed, or are you still claiming? Have you all claimed the rights? And they raise their hands. Yes, they say. So Baba is asking, is it firm, pakka, that you have claimed all rights? And they say yes. What about double foreigners? What do you say? Have you claimed the rights to the inheritance? Raise your hand if you think you have. Yes? Yes? So all the double foreigners raise their hand. About 400 double foreigners are seated in this gathering today. the prophecy, Pandava. Yes. What about the Pandavas?
Adhikari Pankaya.
Have you claimed
Pankaya.
The rights?
Yes.
Yes, and they raised their hand. Pakka, firm?
Pakka.
Is it Pankaya. Firm? Pakka, Papa is asking again. Pakka. Are you sure? Very good, congratulations. You have claimed the rights and all of them waved to Baba. They are told not to clap. Have you claimed all the powers as your right from the Father? Have you claimed all the powers? Raise your hand if you say you have, and they raise their hand. But we have claimed all powers as our rights from the Father. Okay, Baba is looking around. Because I was looking at how many hands have been raised and everywhere hands are raised. So Baba is again saying, you have received all the powers I will give you. Have you received all, or is it that some have received 8 and some 6? Have you received all the powers? You call yourselves to be Master, Almighty, don't you? You don't say just Mighty, but you say Almighty, that is all mights, all powers have been received by you. What about you, those sitting in the front? Are you almighty? All powerful? Yes? All the seniors are sitting in the front, the teachers are sitting in the front. Baba is emphasizing on this word all. Do you have all the powers? Yes? And they are saying yes. Are all of you almighty, or there are some who are just mighty, not almighty, all powerful? Those who say that I am not all powerful, I am just powerful. Is there anyone? No one? No one is raising their hand. All of you are Master Almighty authorities. The TV camera is moving towards the faces of the brothers and sisters, and I can see from here on the television set how everyone is smiling at Baba. So happy, so delighted. So Baba continues, "O my Master Almighty, children, Bab Dada is asking you, my Master Almighty children, are you also powerful, all-powerful in every situation, whether it is of the elements or Maya or anyone's sanskars or the atmosphere or adverse situations? Are you all powerful even with them?
Sanskar.
Maya, the sanskars,
Vayumandal,
the atmosphere. The influence of company and the elements. Can you with your powers
adheen banaya hai,
or have you with your powers made them subservient to you or made them under you, your serfs, your slaves? These five are like the five faced or five heads snake. It's a snake with five heads. You have to claim all rights over this snake with five heads. So do you have you conquered the snake with five heads and are dancing above it? Or is it that once one head comes out and dances above you? You have to dance well over the five heads, is it not?
Ek sees.
So it shouldn't be that one of the heads comes out and starts dancing over you. That is, hope it doesn't come forward to show you its dance. You should be dancing over it, not the heads should be showing you their dance. And Baba smiles, beautiful smile. Hope you don't enjoy the game of the heads of the snake. Or is it that you have made all these five heads of the snake as your garland or a necklace round your neck or the seat for you to sit on, for you to dance on? Or your throne, because at the end, your tapasya form, your Mahadev form, your bodiless form, that is your angelic stage. You, the soul, in your angel form, should be experienced by you. Therefore, all these are memorials shown in the scriptures, that how at the end Shankar dances on the corpses and he has a garland of skulls round his head. So Baba is saying that when you wear such a necklace, will you become a bead close in the rosary? You will come close in the rosary of the victorious. Bab Dada has told you earlier. That at present according to the time
samna karne ki shakti.
you need to have in particular the power to tolerate as well as the power to face the situations and problems. It should not be only in the thoughts, but it should also be in actions. To the extent of actions, not just in thoughts. Bab Dada has observed in the result that you do possess the powers. It isn't that you don't have the powers. However, what makes the difference, or what is the difference? The difference is that at the time of need, whatever power you need to be brought into use, that power are not able to use in the proper way at the right time and with the right method. That makes the difference. The difference comes in that. The awareness is there, but you are unable to bring that awareness to its powerful stage. The awareness is more, but the power gained through that awareness is sometimes alright, okay, but sometimes very little. The awareness, of course, made you claim the right to the inheritance. But the strength gained through that awareness will ultimately make you victorious and make you a bead close in the rosary of the victorious. Bring all the powers, that is, become the embodiment of all the powers. They are there in your thoughts, in your intellect, that's fine, but they should be in your form, that is, in every action of yours. That is, each power should be visible. You celebrated the day of remembrance very well. Now bring all the awareness into a practical form in action. Whenever you look at anyone, your eyes
say samrat swarup ka anubhav,
should be others should experience your eyes to be giving power. When you speak, others should experience the power coming through your words. That, and the proof of that is that they also should become powerful. They should feel the power in them. Therefore, your words should not be ordinary words. You have received the blessing of may you be powerful, so that blessing should be experienced, that you should be able to make others experience the blessing you have received. Let your thoughts be powerful in your mind and intellect, and thereby be able to give the right decisions, and then create thereby an atmosphere of power.
Maybe
even in your ordinary activity, the angelic form should be visible through that activity. Double light stage should be experienced by you as well as others in every activity of yours. Does it happen like that? Does it? Now, in every action, whilst moving around, become an embodiment of powers and give the awareness to others as well. That is, make them also powerful. Today Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba, that is both Bab and Dada together, took me on a tour. So both Bab and Dada, Baba Singh, today Bab and Dada went on a tour. Today Shiv Baba took Brahma Baba on a tour, especially to those places or to meet those children who were born or places which were created after Brahma became avyakt in this land as well as in other lands. That is, Shiv Baba took Brahma Baba to meet those who were born after Brahma Baba became avyakt. And how many must they be? They were a very large quantity. The children who were born after Brahma Baba became avyakt, they were many in numbers.
Rachna wali atmao ko
And then all the souls who had taken spiritual birth after Brahma became avyakt were immersed in the subtle regions. Did you hear? And all of you were also there. Because you have been born, most of you, after Brahma became avyakt. And after Baba immersed them in the subtle regions, Bap Dada gave them a drishti from very close. Distance and gave a special gift to all of them who were born after Brahma became avyakt. Now, from this group, all of you who have been born after Brahma became avyakt, raise your hand. All the double foreigners. There's not a single double foreigner who was born before Brahma Baba became avyakt, no? Isn't it? So Baba is asking, raise your hand, and then Baba is looking around and saying, yes, majority of them are born after Brahma became avyakt. Now those who took birth during Sakar time, raise your hand, and very few hands in the front, maybe the dadis, the seniors, very few. Very few, Baba is saying. In today's gathering, there are very few. It was a very large number. Actually, if that number was immersed here, you wouldn't be able to accommodate here. There were so many, but in the subtle regions, they all, you know, all of them could be accommodated. Because the subtle region is so large, so vast, that you can get as much of space you want there. So Bap Dada emerged all of them in the subtle region. That is, he invited them and called them to the subtle region. All of them were so happy to be there. And Bap Dada was even more happy than them. Then Bap Dada gave a gift to all those jewels.
Bahut sundar.
It was a very beautiful gift of a flawless diamond. In the form of a lotus flower. So Bap Dada gave every one of them a gift in the form of a flawless diamond, which was in the shape of a lotus flower. It was very beautiful. The petals of the lotus, each petal of the lotus flower was a different power. That is, each power was depicted in the form of each petal, and they were of variety colors and shining all around. So different colors, different shine, different powers.
Kamal Pushp,
that lotus flower.
Aap ye march karo kitna shobhni honga.
The diamond, flawless diamond in the shape of a lotus flower. You can imagine how beautiful it was. Can you merge that in your intellect? How beautiful it was. Did double foreigners immerse that in their intellect? Did you? Yes, raise your hand if you did. Yes.
Teachers,
did you immerse that in your intellect? A beautiful lotus flower, and each petal is a power, having a different color. What about the Pandavas? What about the sweet, sweet mothers? Did you immerse that in your intellect? The mothers are the speciality of this spiritual university. Why? What makes people get surprised? They say, so many mothers. And they have become Shaktis. Here when Baba says mother, it means ordinary women, then they have become Shaktis. The mothers have made a promise, taking a pledge to become pure. And this is why they have been transformed into goddesses. Majority is of mothers. And the mothers are raising their hands, waving at Baba.
So Bap Dada ne aaj avyakt rachna ko bahut bahut
Therefore, today Bap Dada gave lots and lots of love to the avyakt creation, that is, the children born after Brahma became avyakt. And also emerged a garden in the subtle regions, a mountain in the subtle region, and along with that emerged also an ocean in the subtle region. So ocean, mountain, garden, and Baba gave them freedom to go around and enjoy. Baba did not make them play a game of bat and ball, cricket, Baba didn't make them do that. But some were told, go and swim in the ocean, and they started swimming in the ocean, and some were sitting on top of the rock, and some were strolling in the garden. So there was an excursion for the avyakt creation in the subtle regions. Bap Dada gave a blessing to all the children. My dear children, remain alive, keep flying with these powers. Therefore, the Maha Mantra on this day of remembrance is become an embodiment of remembrance and thereby emerge the powers. Do not keep the treasures hidden, but expose them. Reveal them. Whichever souls come in front of you, you have to serve them through your drishti, your words, your actions, and thereby cooperate with them and make them powerful too. Give them the love and affection of all powers. Bab Dada noticed that the new children which come to Baba, amongst them there are many souls are many souls who along with Bap Dada's help also need the help of you Brahmin souls in the form of zeal, enthusiasm, courage, solution to solutions of problems. That is, they also need your help because they are very young, aren't they? Though they are young, but they are courageous and have become Brahmins. The new ones, the young ones, the little ones need to get sustenance through powers from you. It's not just sustenance but not powers. No, the power, the sustenance through powers, they need that. Then the Brahmin souls needed for the completion of the task of establishment will be ready, because you at least need 900,000 Brahmins, is it not? Give them the help of powers, sustain them with powers, increase their powers.
Discuss karne ki sikhaye nahi do.
teach them how to discuss. That is, do not train them to discuss, but give them power. Don't see their weaknesses.
Usme visheshta vachu shakti ki kami ho padte
jao. Instead, fill specialities or the powers they are lacking in them. At present, all the instrument souls need to also do this work of sustaining through powers. To increase students, to increase centers, that's a common thing. But you have to make every soul powerful with Baba's help. That is needed now. All of you are doing service anyway. And you also cannot stay without doing service, can you? However, souls should be able to experience the vibration of power when you are serving them. Powerful service has to be done.
Sadharan seva to बहुत करती है.
Ordinary service is common that even people do in the outside world. But your speciality is that it should be powerful service done by you. Even the Brahmin souls need the sustenance of powers. Okay. Bap Dada has in front of him children of all four corners of this land and other lands. Though they are far away in physical distance but are very close here. Bap Dada knows. All speak the same thing. They say, please give my remembrance to Baba. Give my remembrance to Baba. The remembrance of all of you reaches Bap Dada. Whether it is through letters or through spoken words or through cards or nowadays you send through email. Science has given so many facilities.
Bap Dada ke paas sadhanon se bhi yaad pahunchti hai.
Bap Dada receives the remembrance through these facilities, but also through the sound coming from your hearts as well. the quickest is the sound coming from the heart. Therefore, on this day of today, whoever has sent Yad Pyar do this through these different means, to all of them,
Yad Pyar
Bap Dada in return is giving Yad and Pyar. The children gave Yad Pyar once, and the father gives Yad Pyar multi-million fold. So multi-million times Yad Pyar from the father to the children. Acha. To all the powerful souls who are very close to the heart, to all the powerful souls in all four corners who are very close to the heart, to all the elevated souls who reveal every power at every moment in action or through their actions, to all the helpers of the Father who sustain souls, who become instruments and sustain souls with all powers, to all the souls who experience a flying stage and keep on feeling encouragement, zeal and enthusiasm in souls,
samadhan mein parivartan karne wale,
all the world transformer souls who transform problems into solutions.
So Samrat Swarup.
Who are the embodiments of remembrance and therefore the embodiments of all powers. Bhaktadas. Multi-million times. Yatpyar. And Namaste. Muniben is reminding Baba that this time the server group is Indore zone, Chhattisgarh, which is now a new state, recently created a state of Madhya Pradesh. So it's called Chhattisgarh. So they have come, and Baba says, yes, did all of you serve from the heart? Did you satisfy everyone? And were you also satisfied? Oh, it's not a question, it's a statement. So you were satisfied, you satisfied everyone, and therefore congratulations for that. A new state has been created, isn't it? Therefore, to all those who belong to this new state, new province, like, so Baba was saying to all those who belong to this new state or province, may you will continue to fly with zeal and enthusiasm more and more, and therefore congratulations to you. You did a good thing. Muniben is saying that the Kumaris of the Indore hostel have come to. Baba is saying, yes, these Kumaris keep coming from the hospital, from the hostel. Stand up, there are so many of them. Only the Kumaris of the hostel. So all the Sevadaris. Okay, everyone. All those who have served. The Kumaris and all Chhattisgarh. So the Kumaris are standing, they are in front. The Kumaris are in the front and the mothers at the back. There are about over 100 Kumaris in the hostel. And mothers are there at the back. Very good. So just as you stood up now, similarly in remembrance on and service to also, you should keep standing. You should stand up in remembrance and service as well. And they clap. The Kumaris of the hostel are getting good sustenance. It is a very good sustenance, and this is why you are safe from the bad atmosphere of the outside world. you are moving forward and you will continue to move forward. Congratulations. And they wave at Baba. Raipur is the capital of this new state of Chhattisgarh.
Chhattisgarh.
Chhattisgarh means like castles, or you can say, you know. So 36 castles there. There were many kings living there, so they had built their castles. There are 16 districts in this new state. So congratulations to the capital and congratulations to everyone. The Pandavas also many. We got the fruit of service and also the strength from service. The fruit is happiness and the strength of remaining obstacle free. So keep that with you all the time. There are many teachers too. So Baba is addressing to them. Congratulations to the teachers. Bab Dada just said that you have to give the sustenance of powers. So keep doing that. All the Madhuban Nivasis, raise your hand. Yes, there are many sitting in the front. What about double foreigners? Double foreigners, you should say something. Double foreigners, say loudly. Yeah? Baba is saying it is Sangam Bhavan, no? And they are saying, no Baba, Shantivan. No, Baba is saying, where is Sangam Bhavan? The Sangam Bhavan brothers, the Sangam Bhavan Nivasis. They are also not doing less service. Today, Bab Dada received their yadgar. They are doing no less service of receiving so many people. All the sevadharis of Shantivan are doing very good service. One service is better than the other service. They have to stay awake too. They have to keep moving. They have to even run. They have to satisfy everyone. Therefore, congratulations, those of Pandav Bhavan, Madhuban, and all the four arms of Madhuban. Gyan Sarovar, Museum, Peace Park. So Baba saying congratulations, congratulations to everyone. Baba has congratulated everyone. Double foreigners are seeing and they are wondering why Bab Dada hasn't said anything to them. So Baba got your thoughts. The double foreigners are loved by everyone, double, triple times, by Bap Dada, by the Dadis, by everyone. Everyone loves the double foreigners very much. Why? Bap Dada always tells the speciality. That how they have broken the walls of different type of cultures and have adopted Brahmin life. They have become the ones of Brahmin culture. And it doesn't seem at all that they belong to any other country. No, it is felt that they are of Bharat and they will always remain of Bharat. Therefore, so many million, billion, trillion, you know, as many times, congratulations to the double foreigners. Very good. Double foreigners. How many are you? Raise your hand. All of you, raise your hand. Yeah. About 400. See, you are so courageous. You have reached, haven't you? Whether you get the ticket or not, but you somehow or the other get it and come. Whether it's available or not, you still get it somehow and come. You're very courageous. Okay. What is to be done now?